sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Well, Max, what is happening at the garden?
Roy, every minute of the day and most of the night between 7 in the morning till midnight, God is doing lots of stuff with thousands of people. And it's just why we have this radio show is to brag on our God who's he's everywhere. But like I tell people, he shows off on that mountain in Kerrville.
And share the message of what's going on up there on the mountain.
Yeah, and here's what we had recently that just happened. We had two kings, a priest and a scribe, show up.
All at once?
All at once.
I bet that was an interesting.
I picked them up at the airport. They were from Minnesota, and it was Dr. Tim Peterson, and he had two of his men that were in business, CEOs. Tim was the priest. Symbolically, the CEOs were the kings, and then he brought his assistant pastor. He was a scribe, and they came to Kerrville to look at the garden and consider putting a garden just south of Minneapolis in Owatonna, Minnesota. And those of you that have been following our story for a long time, 9 years ago, when this was an idea, he contacted me after seeing our information on the internet and wanted to build a garden. And on his campus, about 22 acres there on I-35 back then. But then the battles came against him. And again, every time, folks, you may relate, every time you try to do something for God, it seems like the snake shows up and tries to mess up your deal. And so anyways, it didn't go forward at the time. However, they did get the first sculpture, The Coming King, the life-size bronze. It's there in Owatonna now, but now they want to put the whole garden in. And so it's God's revived it and resurrected it, you might say. And so we're believing. So if anybody lives in Minnesota or knows somebody and wants to help with that garden, they want to build an identical garden, just like we have in Kerrville. And
what we need to do is go up there and do a broadcast from there someday.
Well, that would be good. It's cold up there, Roy. You better pick your month. That's what they're telling
me. It's a warm time of year. Well, what's our miracle of the week?
Well, let me just tie one to what these guys, just the two kings, a priest and a scribe. While they were there, they toured the garden during the day, and of course it was hot. You know, in Texas it can get kind of warm, not 100, but it was close. But then we went and ate and came back out there in the evening, and it was very nice and cool. And in the evening, we were walking out there, and a lady came up to me, got her name here, Hillary Parker, and she recognized me, and she said, "Mr. Griner, can I introduce myself and tell you what's happened to us?" And I said, "Sure." And I said, she said that in May she was at the cross, prayed inside the cross, got covered by the Shekinah glory gold dust with her two little daughters, and that she's been covered every day with the glory since then. And she says, at that time, they got so covered with the glory that her two little daughters had to go to Fredericksburg to some ballet class. The two daughters that look like about, 8 and 10 maybe, were so excited, and they showed all the kids at the ballet class the glory of God that they found at the cross in Kerrville, and the whole ballet class in Fredericksburg, Texas, got covered in the glory. And so that was a neat miracle that this lady was sharing there in the evening. And I said, "Come over here and tell these two kings and one priest and a scribe. I didn't hire you. Y'all are not actors." And they heard these precious testimonies from these the mom and these two little girls about the power of God and the miracles of God. And it was just really wonderful. I couldn't have had a better testimony for these people that were thinking about a garden than what those ladies gave us.
What a miracle. Mm-hmm. Well, last week we talked about the path to heaven at the garden.
Yeah, it's, you know, the reason the garden works is because the scripture is there. And what we've done is God showed us a unique way to present his same old gospel. Same old gospel has been presented.
But you packaged it.
But yeah, it's a new packaging that reaches people that won't go to a church. They won't go to a Christian bookstore. They won't listen to a Christian radio station.
But they'll look down as they're walking.
And they'll come to a free tourist attraction, and they'll look down as they're walking. And there we have 77 Bible verses, the gospel, from the Old and New Testaments that lead to this giant hollow empty cross. And by that format, it has drawn in hundreds of thousands of people. Now, we're going to probably have 140 or 50,000, probably 50,000 people in 2018 that come to the garden. But a lot of those people have never been around the gospel, never been around church. And for the first time, they're experiencing the Word of God. And when you get the Word of God in you, stuff happens. And the art is just what he uses to draw people in.
I'll tell you something interesting. I mentioned this before to you. I was at the cross just hanging out over there at the Vista Center. And this lady comes up, and she's there for the first time. She has three little kids. And I thought, I just assumed that she was the one that made the decision to come over to the cross because she wanted to see it because she went up to see family that way. It wasn't. She said, "My kid's been driving me crazy to go over see the cross." So this attracts little kids, too.
It does.
When people are driving by, they see that. It was the children that insisted that she stop and go over and see that
we've
cross.
Even heard stories of some little kids telling their parents that their birthday wish is to come to Kerrville, Texas, and go to the cross. And that's happening. So that's a neat thing because God, as it says, Jesus loves the little children.
Well, how did you create the path to heaven? How did that come about?
Well, at first it came in the vision, and the vision came in 2002, and God showed me the cross-shaped garden with the scriptures written in stone. And I didn't know at the time when the vision first came if they would be just sandblasted into the sidewalk or if it would be stones or if it would be tiles. Now, I'm an architect by training, Texas A&M. I'm an artist, but I'm also an architect. And I knew that we had to have a permanent way to express the scripture. And so once I saw the vision that God gave me, then we worked through it, and I figured out the best way and the most attractive way was to make 16-inch ceramic scripture tiles sandblasted with the gospel. And so that's what we did. And first, as I said, the last show, we had Dr. Robbie Carpenter, that was the editor of the 77 Bible verses, that helped us really come up with a concise, clear version of the gospel presented from Old and New Testament. And we came up with that, and he was recommended again by Ryan Huff, my employee, that had got a word of knowledge. He said, "You need to get Dr. Carpenter in on this." And he just did a fantastic job because he's been a pastor as well as a dentist and is quite a scholar. And then once we got the verses, Ryan Huff helped me get the translations, and we went and we had Spanish, German, and English, and then we made sure that we had all the right translations in the words, and then we had it tested and read by people that speak Spanish and German. But then we had Randy Choate, who is the sandblaster, and he's the one that actually sandblasted the 77-foot cross, donated that when it went up in 2010.
So you already had someone with you that had been working with you.
Yeah, but Randy sandblasted these tiles, and when you do sandblast ceramic tiles, they are here forever.
I mean,
made to last forever. And then the last person we had involved in the deal was we had Danny Mooney of Mooney Tiles, and he donated his time also. All these people, by the way, donated all their time and services. But Danny Mooney set the tiles into the concrete slab that I designed, and then we put a little marble tumbled marble squares around it, sets it off. It's really beautiful, and it's a nice presentation of the gospel. And then Joe Adjinsky and Jinsky Construction actually poured the slab, and they donated a whole lot of their work. So that's how we built it.
So the Word of God is literally carved in stone there.
Yeah, it is. It's in stone, and it's going to be there after everything else is gone. That big cross and the Word of God will still be on that mountain.
And he gave you a strategy. At the same time, God gave you a strategy.
Yeah. God's really smart. And if you listen, we'll listen. We can be smart, too. And he even tells us to be wise and to understand. But what we realize is that people would come in, unchurched people off the highway. So we created the first strategy was to put out the gospel in a way that totally unchurched people from all kind of backgrounds could understand and receive. So what you have is you have people coming in that have to first of all even understand there's a God, and then you introduce them to the Father, then the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the strategy there was explain to somebody that has no idea about God who he is. And then after the people receive God inside the cross, then, on the way out, it teaches them the strategy is about how to obey God and what some churches call discipleship. You know, to go to church, to read your Bible, to get water baptized, to help other people, help the needy, help the orphans, help the poor, and to how to live as a Christian. So that was the strategy. Basically, catch them, God cleans them, and then we send them out with instructions.
So people are actually getting a born-again relationship and getting filled with the Spirit.
Yeah, it's happening up there every single day, and again, tour guide chaplains, they're optional. They don't have to be there.
And the chaplains have the red aprons.
The aprons
on?
Have the red, and they've had
so that's
training.
How you identify and them as official people from the cross. They have
right.
red aprons,
and
on.
They're from all different church backgrounds. They're all volunteers, but we agree on the basics of the gospel, which is in the Word of God, and that's what they teach and show.
Well, here's a question: can people get water baptized at the cross?
Yeah, Roy, they sure can. We need a little advance notice. It's helpful, but we've had spontaneous baptisms too. The water is there in the fountain of the Coming King sculpture, and then we call it the Living Water Fountain. And so you can get water baptized there right after you get born again. And the water baptism is a public profession of faith. It's a believer's baptism. So you can't be sprinkled as a little baby. That's nice, but it doesn't save you. Jesus wants you to make your own decision to receive him as Lord and Savior. So that happens there. If you call the office, and they'll schedule a tour guide chaplain, and you'll get a certificate of water baptism signed by the tour guide chaplain at the garden that you can put in a frame, and it's really beautiful.
Speaking of the water baptized, I remember one time there we were up there. I guess it was during the Easter deal or something. Somebody got baptized while it was cold, and I couldn't believe that they would get out there and get baptized.
Yeah,
it was
freezing
to death.
That was, I think, Beth Cray from California. She got in there, into the cross, got saved. I mean, she probably was already saved. I don't know, but she got empowered by the Holy Spirit, covered with the Shekinah glory, so excited. She went back to her family in California and said, I'm bringing the whole family.
And
she
did.
Bought, like, I forgot, it's 12 or 18 yeah. people. She bought airline tickets, flew them all in. It was, I think, in January.
Quite
it was
deal.
The coldest day of
I
the
know.
Year, 18 degrees, and they had to break ice in the fountain to water baptize. And that's a true story. We got the pictures. And when her daughter got back to California, she went in for her cancer test, and the cancer was gone.
Amen. What else happens on the path to heaven?
Well, the cool thing is that, you know, once you have a relationship with God, everything is possible. Anything is possible with Jesus and God. And so what happens is when people have that born-again experience, they get full of the Holy Spirit. They get what they call being baptized in the Holy Spirit, which is different than water baptism, but it's the gifts are released, the 9 supernatural gifts. So people get empowered by the Holy Spirit. We have people getting healed both physically and emotionally, psychologically. And then also we have people with needs in their families and in their lives, jobs and cars and runaway kids, and God answers those prayers.
There are 4 prayer plaques at the cross.
Yeah, there are 4 prayer. And when you get in there, that basically, if you'll pray those prayers in the cross, which we're going to talk about in another show, you can get the whole deal, the full meal deal, as they say at some churches. And plaque 1 is salvation. Plaque 2 is empowerment. Baptism, plaque 3 is healing and deliverance, and plaque 4 is miracles. And everybody needs all of those things during their life at some point. So if you go into that cross, you get the whole deal.
And there's also some history of how the cross came about.
Yep. Really nice. If you're still standing, then you can read the history.
Okay. Now, if people want to know where it's at, tell us where it's at again one more time.
Okay, well, the garden is 1 hour or 60 miles northwest of the Alamo in San Antonio on Interstate 10 in Kerrville, Texas, a town of about 24,000. And so come to see us. It's a great ride, and it's a beautiful place.
How they contact us?
Just the easiest way to look at everything is go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we welcome everybody.
And you can't miss this 77-inch cross.
Yeah, no, you got to keep your eyes open or you'll run off the highway.
Right. And it's lit up at night, too, so you can see it
at night. And it's lit up at night, open to midnight. It's all free.
Max Schreiner, thank you very much. I'm Roy Holly. Well, Sherry's not here, so Loweda Roschke is going to do our Vista comments.
Evelyn Gomez on Facebook said, "This was my first time visiting, and it won't be my last. This is such a beautiful place. You can feel the presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit as soon as you walk up to it. It made me feel so good and at peace knowing the Holy Spirit was there with me. I loved all the sculptures. My favorite was the one that portrays Jesus on his return. I plan to come back and bringing my family, friends, and members of my church to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden." Wes and Raisha Landers on Facebook said, "Go to pray, find comfort, and cry out to Jesus. The art is beautiful. The garden has transformed into a beautiful place to just be. Go, take your family, and walk around for the experience. Admission is free." Okay, then Pastor David N. Decker of Jerusalem, Israel said, "Well done, good and faithful servants, Max and Sherry Greiner, Linda and Bob Morris, and all the rest of you. What a wonderful testimony of God's faithfulness and his great love for America, Israel, and the precious Jewish people." Crystal and Michael Kreitz of George West Tech said, "Love this place. We came here last year on the same day, May 26, 2017. Pamela Carter on Facebook said, "You can feel the presence of Jesus at this place. I absolutely loved it. We came in from out of town and came 2 days in a row. Such a blessing." Then Martin in New Jersey said, "So comforting. Thank you. Beautiful." Barbara Kortlik from Merkel, Texas said, "Visited about 1 year ago. What a blessing." Debbie Keeling from Kerrville Breaking News said, "Beautiful. An inspirational experience." Dodie Martinez from San Antonio, Texas said, "I don't have a lot, but my hope is that this $20 will help in some way. God will always provide." Well, thank you so much for your offering. What a blessing. And then Marcia H. said, "I am overwhelmed at the cross. To God be all the glory. Amen." And then last one, an anonymous one, said, "I thank God for your hard work. Blessings always." Well, we will be back next week with more of what God is doing at Kerrville's Empty Cross.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these 2 historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, yoranchhotel.com, that's yoranch.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.